Yes.
I got one for you.
If they win.
That's a good one. Jorge sent me a good one.
Yeah?
How about this one, Aaron? I'll try this one tonight.
Okay.
Your mama's so stupid, when thieves broke into the house and stole the TV, she ran after them shouting, "Hey, wait, you forgot the remote."
All right, that's on the list.
It's on the list.
But I'm only doing it if the Lakers win, because I will be so overjoyed and excited that Michael and I do not have to get on an airplane tomorrow and that the Lakers are going to the Western Conference Finals. I'll say pretty much anything.
But if it is Mother's Day this weekend, wouldn't somebody get offended, though? Making a your mama joke?
Oh, it's weird. A mama joke on Mother's Day
weekend. It depends what the joke is.
Do you have a nice one?
Yeah, a nice one.
I don't know. That's going to be a challenge for me.
By the way, Dos Hombres is our sponsor for What's Up, Fool. Dos Hombres Mezcal gives you the more, just the right more for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more. I will be having a margarita tonight with Dos Hombres Mezcal.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, it's delicious.
Your mama's so stupid. When they told her it was chilly outside, she brought out a bowl.
Hey!
It is weird to be doing them on Mother's Day weekend. Now, Ireland, what will you do for Myrna?
Myrna is in the desert, so I will not see her.
You won't see her.
She called me and she said, "Do you mind if I go away for Mother's Day?" And I said, "Without me, I'm assuming?" She said, "Yes." I said, "It's Mother's Day. Do what you want."
Yeah, I'm going to the desert tomorrow. See,
you may run into Myrna.
Yeah, we very well may. Now, Pepe, is your mom still with us?
Pepe and I may have a game 7.
No, she passed in 1989.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Michael, when did your mom pass away?
Let's see. Trace was drafted in 2009. She passed away right after you got drafted.
Yeah.
And then my father in 2014, he didn't get to see Clay win his championship.
Mm. Ah, too bad.
But he watched all the games.
Well, that really brought things down.
No, it's all right.
No, well, it's weird.
They live long. They have nice long lives.
Yeah, long lives, yeah.
What's weird about Mason and I is our dads died like a month apart.
Yep.
And our moms are just still going strong, going to live forever.
My mom's 81. Your mom is?
She told me to say this.
Yeah.
22.
22.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
But she's also 5 years older than your mom.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. So there you go.
She looks great.
Yeah.
She's constantly out there.
Your mama's so old, she was a waitress at the Last Supper.
I can tell that one.
Yeah, that's
that would be a good one.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
All right, so I'll find one. I'll find a good one.
All right, good. So how are we feeling about I actually feel like tonight's a win. I feel you're like flip of a coin.
Yep.
My sense is
I have too much respect for the Warriors.
Especially with Andrew Wiggins not at 100%. They're going to try warming him up, but Woj says even still it's going to affect his shooting. I think that's a big blow for Golden State.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge loss, but he'll play. I bet you he'll try it. He'll try to do
it.
Right.
I'm sure he'll try. Yeah.
10 times in his coaching career, Steve Kerr has faced elimination.
Yes.
10 times.
10 times.
What do you think his record is?
Well, he's won some championships. So let's see. He's 10 and...
Well, it's got to add up to 10.
It's got 6 and 7 and 3.
Close. 8 and 2.
8 and 2. Mm.
So he's tough to knock out.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers can do it. I think the Lakers can do it.
Michael, are you confident?
I hope so. Really.
Yeah. Pepe, are you confident?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
I'm excited. I love games like this when everything is on the line and, you know, it nobody can run and hide. You got to show up for games like this,
right?
Elimination games. And Mace, you said it best yesterday. It really, in a lot of ways, is a must-win game for both teams.
It is.
And that's already never the case unless it's a game 7.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't want
to go back to San Francisco for game 7. I mean, you got to punch them out tonight. And it's going to come down to, you know, I hope Anthony Davis heard all the mockery.
Yeah, that was really classless.
Shaq and Stephen A. I hope he heard that.
Oh, yeah. Of course,
I hope he's going to say, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to win this game.
Yeah, they hear
Pepe, what'd you find?
What'd you get there, Pepe?
About the free throws. Same thing that you got.
The free throw disparity?
The free throw disparity. And then the last game,
they both shot the same amount of them.
One of the teams did it. And it's the first time the Lakers do that in I don't know when. It's right
they
there.
They both throw 15 free throws each. Yeah, that's a key. That's a key slap.
The Lakers have to go to the free throw line more than the Warriors because the Warriors are going to outshoot them from the three-point line.
Right.
So the only way the Lakers can make that up is to get to the free throw line and attack the rim. They've done a good job of that for the most part, although the last game the free throws were dead even. And in game 2, which the Warriors won, the other game they won in this series, free throws dead even.
Right.
10 each. Lakers got to get to the line more than the Warriors if they're going to win tonight.
Well, and the Warriors haven't necessarily, aside from game one where they were just lights out, they have not had a great three-point shooting game. They have
second,
not.
Second game they were good too. They made 21 threes in each of the first two games, 42 total.
So good in game one and two.
And then when they got to L.A., they only made 25 total.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mason, I mean, they can just explode at any time, these guys, because they're so good taking the three-pointers. You were talking about it, John, about Poole, because Poole might just come today and start
shooting.
Yeah,
he's super
streaky.
That's the guy I want
to shoot, though. The way he's playing, that's the guy I want to see
shooting. He played well in
game
five.
The guy you want to shoot if you're a Laker fan is Draymond.
Yeah.
I know he shot well in the last game, but every time Draymond shoots, particularly from three, I say to myself, good.
Right.
I mean, I think the Lakers are going to take care of business, but I'm not sure of it. I think the Warriors are a great championship quality team, and it's going to be really, really good.
Bourbon, how are you feeling about it? You stole my seat at the game. What do you think?
I did not steal your seat at the game. You gave up your seat, and I took it.
I had no seat, and you got a seat, and
it
then
came
I
later
didn't
on.
Have a
Either way, I
afterwards.
Feel really good about tonight's game. I think that Anthony Davis is going to have a monster game, and I think that it's going to be I don't think it's going to be close, actually. I think they win by 10 to 15.
What's that?
Dave Miller's challenged you.
What's he saying?
There's no way in heck.
See, Michael can't hear anything.
Although he said hell. Ireland will tell you a mama joke on the Laker flagship radio
station. You
want
to bet? You want to bet me, Dave Miller? Really? Put your money where your mouth is,
wow.
Dave.
Wow.
If they win.
If they win.
If they lose, I'm not doing it.
There will be a yo mama joke.
Yep. If they lose, I'm not doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he's going to do it.
Yo mama is so...
Let's put it this way. When's the last time I didn't do something I said I was going to do?
Fair. How can you do a tasteful yo mama joke, though? How can you do a tasteful one? After?
Oh, it's possible.
I'm going to find one.
Yeah, no, they're tasteful. I'll ask ChatGTP. Yeah. I'm
trying
sure
find a good one.
You know, it's National Limerick Day. You're the king of the limerick,
yes,
too.
I guarantee you, though, if the joke gets told on this show, I will tell a different joke. Right. My joke will be original when we do it later. So we'll see.
Okay, so last week, did you guys see that the, by the way.
Billy Mack's all for it.
Yeah, good.
Billy Mack's all for the yo mama jerk?
Yeah.
All right. So last week was the F1 Formula One race in Miami. Are you guys watching that at all?
Yeah,
follow
of course.
Do you watch Drive to Survive and all those shows that lead up to it?
No, I just
MT, watch. Are you a Formula One guy? Do you watch any Formula One? Michael, you just doing
Michael,
your own...
Michael, pay attention, please.
Michael,
please.
Pay attention.
I was texting with Mike Trudell and Billy Mack. No, I like Formula One. I love the cars and the engineering and all and the skill involved. I don't really watch a lot of, but I am impressed by the driving.
Okay, so they have, and it's fancy, right? Formula One's super fancy.
Rich sport. Rich sport.
Okay, so I have got the menu from last week's Formula One
in
race.
In Miami?
Yes, in Miami. What do you think? Let me see. Shrimp cocktail. Just start easy. Shrimp cocktail.
You mean like in the stands where people eat?
Yeah, correct. Like at the VIP tent.
Okay. Shrimp cocktail serves four people. How much?
For four people, shrimp cocktail, I'd say $400.
What?
No, I would
$100 a piece.
I would say $100.
$100. Bergman?
$85.
Jorge?
$70.
Correct answer, $500.
See, that's $100 each.
$500?
Wow. Yes.
$500.
Wait, Michael, you'll pay that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would do that.
You buy a $500 shrimp cocktail.
For four people, yeah, it's worth it. If it's good, definitely.
If there's like one jumbo shrimp each.
So weird.
Yeah, it's basically one shrimp each.
No, no, no.
What else could I get there?
Yeah, what else? What else on the menu?
How about the yellowfin tuna poke?
What's a poke? Oh, it's like raw stuff?
Like raw tuna sort of thing.
Well, I wouldn't eat that. I like my fish cooked. But I would imagine that's $70.
I think he's a little high. 50.
Yeah. Pepe?
$100.
Guys?
Well, everything else is high. $225.
$300.
Correct answer, $350.
Wow. For one person?
For an order. It says serves four
people.
Oh, four people. I didn't know that.
Who pays that?
I didn't know it was for four people. You didn't say
well,
that.
You know, only rich people
Go to these things.
It is true. Rich people go to Grand Prix. Right. That's right. How about carne asada tacos?
Ooh.
How many people?
For four people. Serves four.
So you figure that's 12 tacos?
Yeah, that's more the common man food.
$100 So, $100 for the tacos.
No way. That's going to be like $500.
For tacos?
No, because the other things are so expensive. Give me a number. Carne asada.
Well, how much?
$500.
For tacos.
I'm going to go 170.
For people. 170,
guys. $775.
Oh, shut up.
$325. Correct answer, $275.
Jeez.
It was going to be high.
I mean, no, but who does
this?
Who does this?
It's a very rich VIP.
I mean, I already, like, when I'm at a Laker game, I always buy a hot dog. Just that's all I want at a Laker game is one hot dog. I don't want to go to the troughs in the media room. I just want a hot dog. And, you know, a hot dog is $11. Mm-hmm. And I think, wow, that's a lot of money for a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
But
we take Venmo and...
Yeah, Venmo, and Apple Pay.
They take everything.
Yeah, they take everything.
Do they have, like, liquor prices on there?
Let me see if I
like the champagne and stuff like that?
Oh, God, I can only imagine liquor prices would be. No, I've got, I don't have liquor prices, but I can only imagine. I mean, you've got to be a high roller.
Oh, high rollers, yeah, yeah.
They don't have, like wine prices?
I'm not on my menu, mm-hmm. Pepe. But I'm sure the wine is
wine
very expensive.
Is probably
I keep
very
waiting
expensive.
For a bottle of Diamond and Key, which is
that's
Michael
what I do
Thompson's.
You.
Yeah, you do owe me a bottle.
You got to text me when next time I come up, like for games 3 and 4, if it's on a weekend.
There you go.
Text
I like
me,
your attitude. Games 3 and 4.
Well, yeah. Well,
and then you bring me one too because you promised me.
What do you want, rosé or cab?
Cab.
Yeah, I'll take a cab.
Cab also.
Right. Cab would be great. Yeah.
And then we're all going to Michael's house.
Yeah, well, after the season and celebrate a Laker championship and
can I invite friends?
How much?
No, Michael, just
Julio.
I would invite some friends.
Just you and Julio.
Michael, what's the maximum number of people you allow?
I'm up to since I invited Pepe and Liz, his so-called girlfriend, to come down.
That so-called girlfriend. His girlfriend.
She came over and met you.
Yeah, but you know.
What do you think she could have been
playing a role.
She's playing the role of Pepe's girlfriend?
That's right.
You think Pepe hired Liz to come meet you?
I was just thinking of the movie, what's the movie with Richard Gere?
Michael, you were American Gigolo when you saw her, to the point that you extended your hand and went like, ooh.
I couldn't believe I was actually talking to your girlfriend. But I guess I'm up to around 20 people.
What's the cap? All right, so 20.
Around 20.
All right, so I'm trying to think of who is not getting invited. Well, you'll invite Stu, but he won't come.
No, he won't come.
Billy will come.
Billy will show up, yeah. So
who
I'm
at the station?
20, 22.
Who are the stations invited?
Yeah, is there anybody at the station not invited?
Let's see.
Well, yeah, because you can't invite everybody from every show.
There's Bergman, Briones.
You're already over 20.
Ireland, Lisa, so, Bergman, I mean, Briones,
there's
Miranda.
There's six of us here.
Mason and Jesus, you and Liz.
Just randomly.
Wait, Michael, think about something for a second. Mm-hmm. There's six of us here.
Right.
We're all bringing someone.
Bergman's single.
So that's true.
Yeah, I'm a solo.
All right, so that's 11.
11.
All right.
Yeah, right. Then you got Beto's coming. That's 12.
Right.
Amanda's 13. And I told Amanda to bring Jamie Maggio because Jamie's cool. That's 14.
Okay.
So Sedano and Cap is 16.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute.
And Rachel
then
is 17.
They'll bring each boy Kelly.
Rachel and Kelly.
Yeah, so then
so
now
18.
You're at 18.
18.
So, there you go. Travis and Slee are out.
Oh, that's it. 19 and 20.
Well, so they can't bring their women?
22. That's it. 22.
Yeah, Lady Slee and Susan. Okay. Yeah.
All right, 22. 22. So
that's it.
That's a big party. And are you having it catered?
Catered, yeah. Chef Bill. Chef Bill, who's a great chef.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man, he's going to set us up.
And
Julie,
then,
Julie gave me the okay, so.
It's party season, because then my party, Michael, you'll be invited. You won't come, but you'll be invited.
Right.
Pepe, you'll be invited. Everybody here. July the 22nd is Christmas and July party.
If
don't
it was any
it.
Other
Don't
night.
Even say it.
Yeah, July 22nd.
You have made a mark on my parties. You've stumbled down my stairs after drinking my free booze.
Yeah, what did I say to you last time?
Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
he
I
said,
thanked you for coming to your own
coming.
Party.
And I can't make it anyway, because I will be in the Bahamas with the Trudells.
Trudell's
really? Are coming down the week. I'll be there.
Really?
Yeah, I'm nice. Hooking them up.
So, that's nice.
So wait, so if Mike and Annie want to go out to dinner, are you going to watch all three boys?
Oh, yeah. I'll take them into the jungle and really really let those boys grow
Annie,
up.
Annie won't let you.
That's right.
Okay, so I asked ChatGPT to tell me a nice Yo Mama joke.
Okay, what did they come up with?
Yo Mama is so kind. When I asked her for a slice of cake, she gave me the whole cake and a glass of milk to go with it.
That's it?
See, I would think that would be ducking the spirit of the that's challenge. Not a, if not I did that, that's
I
not
think
a
they
joke.
Should do something like that.
Yeah,
really if they win that for Mother's Day.
If they win, I will do something good.
Oh, Pepe! I mean, not Pepe. Hoy, your mama's so old she knew Burger King when he was a prince.
Now that one I would have done.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right. Don't forget, a little bit later on this hour, we got Game of Games, and it is Pepe's game today. You never know what's going to happen in Pepe's game. It is always a potpourri. Coming up next for you, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that one. Coming up next for you. We are getting ready for Game 6. I don't want to tease anything. Games Bergman, don't give me that look. You stole my chair. Now you're giving me that look. It's Game 6.
It's all on you, man.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What's up? It is Game 6. Western Conference Semifinals tonight. Ireland's here. MT is here. Pepe Menti is here.
Your mama house is so dirty, she has to wipe her feet before she goes outside.
That's perfect for Michael, man.
Yeah.
That is good.
I could have done that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know how you're going to mix this.
I have no
with.
Idea how you're going to. If they,
okay,
as long as they win, and I think they're going to win tonight.
I will be so elated if they win that I will have no trouble doing this.
But you're going to do it before or after the player interview?
Oh, that's a good question.
Maybe I'll do it for during the player interview.
Oh, yeah, do it during the interview.
Hey, Austin Reeves, I got a Yo Mama joke in honor of Mother's Day. Maybe I'll try and work that in. All right, here we go.
So I think tonight's about Anthony Davis. Michael, am I right? Is tonight, especially after what happened in this last game with the wheelchair and then everybody making fun of him.
No, it's not that.
Anthony Davis, that pissed him off?
Oh, yeah. That was an insult. And that was offensive. People were making light of his concussion.
Right.
I mean, concussion.
Well, he did not have a concussion, but yeah.
But you don't know that.
He took a shot to the head.
Yeah, you don't know that, man. You got to go get checked out.
Michael, they're talking on ESPN right now about Andrew Wiggins. Mm-hmm. Would you be surprised if he doesn't play?
Oh, yeah. I'd be shocked. You got to at least try it.
Yeah. He's going to play. Yeah. I guarantee you that he's going to play.
Or at least try.
Online. Yeah, okay. Season's online. He
and
has to
I
play.
Really think that what they did regarding Anthony Davis was really, really bad.
Which one? Stephen A., Charles,
anybody,
all of them?
Anybody who mocked him?
The players, or at least the players, play basketball, but it's bad. But Smith, he never played basketball, man.
Stephen A.?
Yeah, Stephen A.
Stephen A.
But he did come out and say he was wrong. Apologize, he was wrong.
That's only because he got blowback from it.
Of course. Yeah.
If he wouldn't have got blowback, he wouldn't have said anything.
No, of course not. But I understand the blowback.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The blowback makes sense.
When I was watching it, I was thinking, boy, you guys are wrong for this.
Plus, who cares if you say sorry? I don't know. I don't understand. I'm sorry. It's such an easy phrase.
Yeah. I don't understand that either.
What?
I never, ever understand here when people push and said, I'm sorry. You already pushed me, man. What do you mean you're sorry? I mean, you have to be sorry, but you pushed me.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if you, like, for example, I don't know, did Charles and Shaq ever speak to this thing?
I don't think so.
No.
They're not.
They're still doing this thing, and they're still. I'm sure they got blowback. They got blowback.
They did.
They did, but they don't care.
Yeah, I don't think they give enough. I really don't. I think tonight is a night when Anthony Davis goes for a double-double. The Lakers are 7-2 in the playoffs. Didn't he go for a double-double this last game?
Yeah, he played well.
Yeah, then they would be 7-2.
With Anthony Davis with a double-double.
I agree with you. They have to give the ball to Anthony Davis because look what happened yesterday with Boston and Philadelphia. They stopped giving the ball to Embiid, and then they lost.
Yeah, Embiid did not touch the ball for the final four minutes of that game.
That's his fault.
That's his fault.
For getting passive. Oh, yeah, you got to demand the ball when you're Embiid. You're the MVP, the most unstoppable player in this game. He's the most unstoppable player in basketball, and you don't demand the ball?
But doesn't Doc Rivers say, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We got to run this through the most valuable player in the league?
Exactly. You would think so, yeah. So it's a 50-50 blame there.
But at one point, also, the players won't pay attention. I'm sure the coaches tell them, but they don't pay attention.
Michael, you believe, for example, Anthony Davis can come out and become very passive in games.
Sometimes, yeah, he defers too much.
And you're saying that's partly on
Anthony Davis.
Partly on Anthony Davis.
Yep.
He should be demanding the basketball.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't mean he shoots it all the time, but he should be involved in the play.
Right.
Ball should be at least touch his hand. So, and then he could either score or if the double team comes, he'll find an open teammate. But, he is too good to be. Who's that girl in the Fatal Attraction? I will not be ignored.
I will not be ignored.
That's right. That's the attitude he needs.
That was Glenn Close.
That's the attitude he needs on the floor.
Sitting there flicking the light switch on and off and on and off.
That's how AD needs to be in the locker room. I will not be ignored.
I will not be ignored. Flicking the light switch. Exactly. All right. Coming up, Michael, you talked about your party.
Yes.
I've got a story of a no baby policy at a wedding that is causing trouble. And it's good because you've invited a bunch of people. Yeah. A lot of these people have kids. Right. I want to know if that's an issue with you. We'll get into that coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Michael Bublé?
Yeah.
This is very depressing.
What's the reason for this?
All right, forget it. Move on.
Well, no, explain what you were trying to do.
Yeah, all right.
Why Michael Bublé?
It's the first thing that popped up.
All right.
I like Michael Bublé.
Yeah, no, I got nothing against Michael Bublé. I just thought there might be a story behind why he chose that particular mellow groove.
It's the first thing that popped up. I had time, and then I just figured Mother's Day. It's the last song I can play
Mother's
before.
Mother's Day. Yeah. Okay. Every mom likes Michael Bublé.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. So, Michael, this is a good question for you, actually, for all you guys.
Yeah.
So, this is a wedding where a bride doesn't want kids at the actual ceremony. So bride forbids babies at her wedding, risking serious rift with her sister-in-law. So her sister-in-law just had a baby, 2 months old. There is a no baby wedding invitation. It wants to be a child-free wedding, but the sister-in-law is now pissed off because she just had a baby and she wants to be able to bring her baby. How do you handle that?
Sister-in-law's out. Yeah.
Even if it burns a bridge, even if she holds it against you forever.
Your wedding, your day, you get to make the rules. If the sister-in-law doesn't like it, tell her to go pound sand.
Totally in agreement. Yes, it's a wedding.
Even if this is like...
Mace, it's your wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get to make the rules. If you want everybody... There are millions of women in this country who have been forced to wear bridesmaids' dresses that are so ugly, they will never be worn again, and they had to pay $250 for them, and it doesn't matter because it's the bride's day. The bride gets to make the rules, even if the rules are stupid, and you can always RSVP no. But you cannot come back at the bride and say, hey, I want to come to the wedding, but about this no baby rule, I'm bringing my baby.
But this is the groom's sister.
Yep, she's out.
But the weddings are about the bride.
Right.
And you know what? Bride can say no kids except for that kid.
Yeah, if they want
to. Oh, really? They could just say no kids except for
my
new
best
niece.
Friend's kid was 18 months old. He had barely talked or walked, and we had him stumble down the aisle with the rings taped to a pillow, and it was funny.
Sure.
But not everybody's like that.
Not everybody
wants a a clownish element to their wedding. I do, because I'm kind of clownish, but...
There should be an exception for your sister or brother if they have a kid.
Yeah, see, I think so, too.
But everybody else, no kids. But if, since my sister just had a baby and she wants to bring it...
It depends on the lady. If she wants the kids, okay. If not, it's okay. And then she can decide who brings kids and who doesn't bring kids.
Because when I throw a party, like, I don't mind when people bring kids. Like, I remember Jet and Talon, I think, came to a party one year. Trudell's kids. And I've got no problem with it. I mean, I'm not a big...
As long as they're well-behaved.
Yeah. Oh, then they were great. Yeah. They were great. But I don't want a lot of kids at my party. Yeah. So I do understand that perspective of it. It's a bunch of grown-ups drinking and partying. And, you know, there's green in the air. You know what I'm saying?
That's
there's green in the air.
Exactly.
You don't want kids in the neighborhood. So I do understand that. But and I get invited to parties where it's like, this is the third grade or the 3 year old party, right? It's like I don't want to go to kid parties either. I'll send a gift, but I don't want to go to a party
go for an hour
kids.
And leave.
Yeah.
It's all right, see you guys later. Yeah. I showed up.
I have a question regarding that. What happens if the sister in law says, okay, I'm coming with the kid? Then she shows up to the wedding with the kid, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You can't
that's a good question.
You can't really...
Can't kick her out.
That's it.
No, you're out.
You can't kick her out.
Island would have his servants kick her out.
Yep, out. Steph, get rid of that that Bentia guy that brought the baby.
Yeah.
But that rule just applies for the reception, not so much the ceremony, right?
Well, it's one of those ones...
The kid's going to be sitting next to you
It's not like a church one. It's a like, you know, how they have it. The same place where they have the reception, you know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah, you get it there, then you move over to the reception?
Yeah, the Mason Juan wedding, when it happens, is going to be no kids.
Okay.
It's going to be no kids.
When it happens.
When it happens.
Before you're 80?
We'll see.
And the Latino world, it can be a big problem.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I mean, there's kids all the time.
There's kids all the time. But what if somebody says
they
no kids?
The, exactly like Pepper says, they show up with the kids.
I don't care.
What are you going to
do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, they show up with the kids.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? Why are you bringing the Trudells to the Bahamas?
Well, they're going on there for vacation, and they asked me about hotels to stay at, and I recommended Grand Bahamar Hotel Resort for kids, because there's a bunch of water sports, water park there for the kids, and I have some connections there for a hotel room rate, so I'm going to hook them up.
Nice.
Yeah, save them a lot of money.
I keep waiting for Ireland to say, you know, I get this new deal with Terranea. I can get you in there.
When do you want to go?
Andale. Really?
Yeah.
You can get me in there?
Yeah. When do you want to go?
Oh, as soon as the playoffs are over.
All right.
After the NBA Finals.
Yep, let me know. Greatest place on earth, Terranea. Yeah.
It's awesome. Hawaii without getting on a plane.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you guys, who's the guy that we'll be talking about, the cast member we'll be talking about tonight, other than Anthony Davis
that's
and LeBron James?
Yeah,
who's
going to be the Lonnie Walker?
Who's the Lonnie Walker tonight? Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, Shooter played well the other night.
He did.
I see. Who's going to be the co-star tonight, Pepper, who do you think's going to step up? Rui's had kind of a quiet series.
It has to be Rui, because he did it once and then he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now he's going to have to do it again.
So it'll be his night.
Sometimes I see him and I sense that he is kind of nervous playing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he doesn't come across that way to me. He looks pretty confident out there. He wants the ball. He's not afraid to shoot.
Yeah, he's not afraid to shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Check the numbers.
Well, you know, the last game was Lonnie Walker's game here at Crypto in game four, and then up in Golden
last
State.
Last game was in Golden State, and nobody did anything.
Yeah.
Okay? So that is
Shooter played okay off the bench. Shooter had a decent game.
Yeah, Austin Reaves finally had a good game this last game. Yeah. I think Austin Reaves might be the guy tonight.
Yeah.
He might be the guy tonight.
He's a good candidate.
Yeah. Somebody, but you guys are right. Somebody's got to step up. It can't just be LeBron and AD.
Yes.
Somebody else has got to answer the bell.
Or, you know, what are
and
the
I
odds?
Also think with the Warriors, it just can't be Steph.
He's got to be Clay. I keep telling you. When he scores 30 or more, he has the highest winning percentage in history of the NBA.
Somebody
history.
Who has – well, Clay was the star game too. But so I'll put him in this boat too. But somebody other than Steph, LeBron, or AD has got to be a star tonight for their team to win.
What if LeBron just goes off for 30?
He can do it.
He can do it.
Yeah,
He hasn't done it. Bert, didn't you say, had that stat. He hasn't done it.
He hasn't done it since 2020.
Didn't you say LeBron was at the arena a while ago already?
Yeah, playoffs,
yeah.
In the finals,
he's been there. He's been there for a couple hours.
LeBron.
He has to attack the basket.
Yeah, LeBron's been there since like 1:30.
Yeah, they all got to attack the basket. That's the thing. They need the free throw disparity. They need to attack the basket. Who's the ref? We don't have the bad ref tonight.
No. Scott Foster is going to the Miami-New York game.
The extender. So there's going to be a game 7 there.
Yeah, our lead official is a guy named John Goebel, who's a good ref and who's kind of plays it straight down the middle. So hopefully the refs won't be an issue.
We haven't had a tee for Draymond yet in this series?
Yeah, he's
early.
Had one.
Early. Game 1 or 2, he got one.
I'm calling for a tee tonight.
That's right.
This could happen.
He's going to get pissed off.
Coach Miller says Steve Kerr can't let Clay just stand in the corner and watch. He's got to be involved.
There you go.
I think Dave's right.
Coach Dave Miller.
Coach Miller knows his stuff.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. Now, Pepe, it is your game today. And when you do a game, it tends to be like, it's just like any subject is kind of fair game. Right?
Because I consider all of you very smart. Not as smart as you is Michael. But yes. I made it. Very easy this time.
You dumbed it down so Michael could compete.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I you dumbed it down for him. All right, good. So even Michael Thompson has a chance to win today's game. Pepe Mantilla's game, and we'll do it next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. And so far now this month, we've got the scorecard, Bergman. It looks like you're leading,
I
right?
I am, yes.
It's Bergman 3, Ireland 2, Mason 2, Sliwa 1, and Jorge 1. And it is Pepe Mantilla's game today. Pepe, what do you got going?
Potpourri.
Is it, Pepe, is a multiple choice or name is your brother?
Multiple choice.
Okay,
multiple
choice. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Something we know about.
Well, I'm going to start with something very easy.
Good.
Good.
You all remember Vince Ferragamo?
Yes, sure, of course, okay. Yeah.
Do you know where he went to high school? Mm. Was it Mater Dei, Banning, or Carson?
Jorge.
Banning.
Greg.
Carson.
Mace.
Mater Dei.
I'll go Banning. Michael.
Mater Dei.
Banning.
Banning.
All right. So Jorge and me.
Okay. Now we go history, okay?
History.
All right.
Okay, got it.
Well, that was history.
That wasn't history.
Yeah. Well, that was.
For you, everything is history.
Yeah.
That's right. Ferragamo hasn't played in 30 years.
How?
It's true. It's kind of history.
It's literally history.
Yeah. How old was Julius Caesar when he died?
How old was he?
Okay.
39, 53, or 55?
This one to you, Greg.
39.
Mace.
39.
I'm also going 39. Michael.
53.
Jorge.
39.
55.
Ah, nobody. Oh my gosh, a chance.
Give it to me, Pepe.
Wow.
I don't know.
If I always assume those guys died young.
Died young, yeah.
Okay, this is
who shot him?
Mark Antony. They didn't shoot him. Nobody got shot.
I don't think there were guns yet.
Didn't Mark Antony stab him? Is that what went on?
Okay.
The Ides of March.
Very good, because the next question is, how many times was Julius Caesar stabbed? 23, 24, or 25?
Mace, this one's you.
Lucky number 23.
I will not also say LeBron is number 23. I will go 23. Michael.
Yeah, I think it is 23.
Jorge.
24.
Greg.
Kobe.
24.
What is it, Pepe?
You said 24?
24.
It's 23.
Yeah! Boom! Mason, Ireland, Michael. I've got the lead. Hey, Bergman.
Yeah.
Bupkis.
Yeah.
You got nothing.
Not doing too well.
All right,
not
here
doing
we go.
Too hot.
Okay, so this is especially for you.
Okay. Okay.
What was JoJo White's real name?
Mm. Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Jonas Joseph White, mm-hmm. Joseph Henry White, mm-hmm. or Jonathan George White?
This one's me. I'll go Jonathan George White. Michael.
I'm going to go Jonathan Joseph.
Okay, Jorge.
The first one, Jonathan Joseph? Yeah.
Okay, Greg.
I'm just going to go with the middle one.
What is the middle one?
And I'll go
Joseph Henry White.
Okay. And I'll go Jonathan Joseph.
Bergman. Joseph Henry White.
Yeah, look at that. Greg, you're the only one, right?
Swag, baby.
All right, there we go. Everybody's on the board with one, and I have two.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What U.S. chocolate bar was first produced in 1920? Not the first ever, but in
1920,
right.
Gotcha.
Okay. Snickers, O. Henry, or Milky Way?
Michael?
Snickers.
Jorge?
O. Henry.
Greg?
O. Henry.
Mace?
Snickers.
I'm also going to go Snickers.
O. Henry.
Yeah.
Hey. Now, who was O. Henry
I thought it was for? I thought it was named after Hank Aaron.
I thought it was named after Hank Aaron, too.
All right, so who got that? Jorge and Greg?
Yeah. Yep.
That's it? Okay, so Jorge, Greg, and I each have two. Mace and Michael have one. Go ahead, Pepe.
This is thinking of you, Greg, because you know a lot about the Dodgers, right? So where was Maury Wills born? Massachusetts, Michigan, or Washington, D.C.?
Massachusetts, Michigan, or D.C.? Jorge.
D.C.
Greg.
Michigan.
Mace.
I'm going Michigan.
I'm going to go D.C., Michael.
I'm going Chocolate City, D.C.
It's D.C.
It is D.C.
All right. So who else? Michael got it, I got it, and Jorge got it. Okay. Jorge and I have three, and we're tied for the lead.
I promise you this one, and it is here. What was the first concert that I went at the Forum?
Okay.
Jethro Tull, Eric Clapton, or Three Dog Night?
What was the first one?
Jethro Tull, Eric Clapton, or Three Dog Night?
Okay.
This one is Greg.
I think you're a Three Dog Night fan.
Mace.
Big Clapton fan.
I'm with Greg. I'm going to go Three Dog Night. Michael.
I'm going Tull.
Jethro Tull. Jorge.
Clapton.
Who is it, Pepe?
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull.
Is Michael the only one who guessed that?
That's right.
All right, Michael's now tied for the lead with me and Jorge. Pepe, how many are left?
One, two, and three,
and a tiebreaker. Three and a tiebreaker. Okay.
Okay. What is the capital of Benin? Victoria, Mogadishu, or Porto Novo?
Greg, this is you.
Porto Novo.
Mace.
Now, is Bergman winning? Where am I in this?
No, you're in last place. You need this.
Okay, I'll say Porto Bene.
No, it's Porto Novo.
Porto Novo, sorry.
Pepe was so quick to correct you that I think that's it. Porto Novo is what I'll guess. Michael.
Porto.
Jorge.
Oh, the middle one. Second one. B.
Mogadishu?
Yeah.
It's Porto Novo.
Yeah. Ireland found the tell.
I gave it away.
You're like Teddy KGB with an Oreo cookie.
Greg, you got that, right?
I did.
Yeah. Okay, so Pepe, two left and a tiebreaker, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Michael and I are tied for the lead. We each have four. Jorge and Greg have three, and Mace has two.
So
there are two
out.
Left, but you're not. You're this is your last stand,
right?
So I'll let you go last. Yeah. Okay,
it's
here we
two
go.
Two and a tiebreaker. Okay.
Okay.
And this is for you, Steve.
Okay, good.
How many times was Elizabeth Taylor nominated for an Oscar? Five, six, or seven times?
All right. This I got to go first, and then Michael's got to go first on the next one. I'm going to say. Elizabeth Taylor, there's National Velvet. Blah, blah. I'm going to go five. Michael.
Seven.
Jorge.
Seven.
Greg.
Seven.
Mace.
Well, my spot is six.
Wrong. Five.
Five. All right. That means so I have the lead.
I couldn't win that, so I'm out.
All right. Mason's out. Oh, Greg and Jorge are out. Michael, it's between me and you.
Oh, we're out.
Yeah, you guys each have three.
No.
All right. Michael and I, Michael, I have to go first, but if you don't tie me, I win. All right, Pepe, what is it? Last one.
I have one and the
and then the tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay. So you don't have to go against him.
Yes, sure. He has to catch me in order to make the tiebreaker count.
Well, I thought you were tied.
But
okay.
I'll go first, so go ahead.
This is easy.
Make it a black one.
Where was Roger Maris born? Milwaukee, Minnesota, or Indiana?
Milwaukee, Minnesota, or Indiana. I'm going to say Minnesota. Michael.
Michael, you got to do something different.
You got to say Milwaukee or Indiana.
Indiana.
John got it.
Victory. All right, we'll do the tiebreaker just for fun. What's the tiebreaker?
Who was Henry VIII's fourth wife? This is easy for everybody.
Yeah.
Jane Seymour, Catherine Howard, or Anne of Cleves?
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's not in a tiebreaker form. So
no,
Anne of Cleves is what I would guess.
It's obviously Anne of Cleves.
Anne of Cleves.
Why is it obviously? I had no idea. But sure, Anne of Cleves.
Who was the first one? Jane Seymour?
Uh-huh. Jane Seymour, the actress?
The actress?
Yeah. Oh, come on, you guys.
Yeah, no. It's Anne of Cleves.
It's Anne of Cleves.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Wow. Fourth wife of Henry VIII.
Nice guess. Nice guess.
By the way, that is where Jane Seymour, the actress, got her stage name was from.
There
really?
You
from
go.
That? Yeah.
But that's not a real name.
No, not a real name.
And you know why Giorgio White was called Giorgio?
Why?
Because when he was in high school and he was playing basketball and the coach was giving them, you know, like the video thing.
Mm-hmm.
he kept on falling asleep, and he was going, "Hey, Joe, Joe."
And he just kept saying it.
Joe, hey, Joe, 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 Joe.
Yeah. You know how Willie Mays got the nickname Say Hey? He didn't know anybody's nickname. He could never remember anybody's name, so he always approached her, "Hey, Say Hey."
Yeah, Say Hey.
So they called him the Say Hey Kid.
Well, there's a particular media person in town who just calls me Babe all the time.
I know who that is.
Yeah. Is that Ramona?
No.
Hey,
Babe.
What's he up, wishes babe? It was Ramona.
What's happening, Babe?
Who is it?
I'll tell you. You can't say it out loud.
You can't. Don't say it out loud.
A lot of people don't remember my name, and they just say amigo. So I'm amigo from every
amigo. Pepe, were you surprised that I put on sunglasses and said, "Are you not entertained?" when they put me on the scoreboard?
Yeah, what about that?
Did you notice?
I was laughing like crazy.
Did the base give you $100?
Not yet.
But because I'll win it back. Oh no, I'm gonna owe you a second $100 if you do a Yo Mama joke after the Lakers.
And then
win
I'm making
tonight.
You pay when I
right.
When,
I absolutely
I
will okay. pay. That's worth it.
Yeah,
I want to see exactly how you pull that off.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So are Sordano and Cap both in studio, Greg?
No,
Just Sordano.
Okay, Cappy is in South L.A. today.
All right, so there's an extra mic over there, so everybody can see.
We should mention, by the way.
Oh, no, you're leaving anyway.
Yeah, I'm leaving. Yeah. We should mention the Padres and Dodgers are this weekend at Dodger Stadium. And should be good pitching matchups throughout. The Padres are an interesting team because they're loaded with offense and yet bat 203 with runners in scoring position.
He's leaving.
Which is astounding.
Yeah. No, I need
turn Sedano's mic on.
I need to talk to Mason.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Oh, is Cappy there too?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Not yet. Here? Yeah, yeah. Hey, there's Cappy. Cap.
So you guys aren't going to the game today?
I'm not. I couldn't get a seat.
And Cappy either?
No, nope. Cappy either.
Well, you got a credential, didn't you?
Got a credential, but not a seat. And so you can't really see the game when you're in the suite.
And Cappy had a credential too, right?
Had. Gave it up.
Yeah, I gave mine up too.
Yeah. Well, the league is pissed.
No. What's up? No, right. Bergman gave it up.
I just got a text from
who?
Paul Benedict. Who's that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why are they mad at you guys?
Why are they mad at?
Well, this
oh,
is
I mad. Know why they're mad. They don't like it when people get credentials and then don't show up.
So they said, "Hey, I know you work with them, so why did Steve Mason and Scott Kaplan ask for a credential if they're not going to use it? These are the playoffs, not ideal." And I just wrote back, "I'll find out what happened. I have no idea."
I don't know. Okay. I just went through Bergman on this.
All right. So you guys may be out for the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
Looks that way.
Ooh.
Definitely looks that way. Definitely looking and feeling that way.
By the way,
this is on you. I didn't know how this worked.
You went. You had us for a credential and asked out of it. I just asked them to not put you on
anymore. They didn't give me a seat, so I'm like, "Well, there's no point in walking around just."
Well, there's the fifth floor press box. I'm sure there's a seat up there.
There is a seat on the fifth floor press box that nobody goes to.
Right, but John's right. They don't love that.
Well, they get
Pepe knows.
They're a little,
especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. No, these games are huge.
Because
who sent that email, George?
Paul Benedict, this guy at the league.
Paul Benedict.
Okay, Paul.
He's like the guy in charge of everything.
You got his cell phone number?
Yeah.
Let me get that.
Yeah. Why would I give that to you? He doesn't even know who you are.
Hold on a second.
Obviously he does.
He knows because he found out from the team that you guys aren't going. You turned it in.
That's right.
He just literally asked, "I'm only texting you because I know you work with them."
That's right. I'm a big boy. I'm happy to deal with it.
That's a horrible idea to give his cell phone.
No, are you crazy? Never. This dude's like a senior vice president.
Take a small problem and turn it into a giant one.
Yeah, this guy's like a senior vice president. I'm not giving you
the first line. Cap would text him, "Don't you know who I am?"
Yeah, that's right.
But honestly, Bergman, this is kind of on you.
How is it on Bergman?
Because he's the management person.
I got you a credential.
He's the one that's interfacing with.
Mace, I got you a credential. And then you canceled it. And I said, "I need to cancel it." And now Paul Benedict is saying that you're not
going.
Right,
but the point is...
No, he hasn't said they're not going to the Western Conference Finals, but I could see John's point where they'd be like, "We're not credentialing them anymore."
Yeah, right. That's not on me.
But it comes down to whether or not there's a seat available.
That's your thing. That's not the league's thing.
But that's
not the Lakers'
thing.
That's your thing.
But what's the point of being there if I don't have a seat?
But to George's point, there's a seat up there.
Right. There are seats if you want.
Yeah, it's you just don't like the seat they gave.
Well, right.
Then I'm just not going to go to the Western.
Yo, let me get Paul Benedict's cell phone number. Let me get Paul Benedict's
number. No, you're not going to talk to Paul Benedict.
Let me talk to Paul Benedict.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
Just Google him, Cappy. Just Google him.
I need to talk to Paul Benedict.
Well, it sounds like I'm out.
Mace, games 3 and 4 for Boston, you wouldn't want to go to that?
Sounds like I'm not allowed.
Wow. Well, no. What you do is get a ticket and go to hang in the suite.
Yeah, just get a ticket.
Oh, get a suite pass.
Ask them.
Yeah, it's just not the same in a suite.
What are you talking about? That's where it's at.
I know that's. I know for you, that's where it's at. It's a schmooze fest and all that.
Mason,
but I kind of want to watch the game.
Mace, ooh. So you say Cappy doesn't watch the game?
No, Cappy watches the game, but it's different watching the game from the suite as opposed to watching next to Sliwa.
But I will say, I do have a little bit of guilt when I'm in the suite.
Yeah.
And I take one of the better seats at the front.
Oh, sure.
And I'm truly zoned in on the actual game.
Because those are for teammates and partners.
Right. And there are our partners in there, and they're like, well, he really needs to see the game so he can talk about it. So I'll just give up my seat up there for him. And I'm like, gosh, these seats really do belong to our partners.
They're nice and comfy up there, too.
I know.
They
maybe are. I should get out of these seats, you know. But I don't know. I got all these tacos with me, you know, and I don't really want to get up. And I'm really enjoying these seats. Hey, yo, let me get Paul Benedict's number, yo.
No.
Let me get that.
No.
Let me get Paul
Benedict.
That's
not happening.
What is wrong with you?
That's,
no way.
That's not happening.
Pepper, you got any room next to you? Mace could use a seat next to you?
No, I don't.
All right, that's it for...
By the way, Mason, I'm completely pulling your leg.
Are you?
That text was from my That text was from my ESPN phone that I sent to myself, and I just changed the name to Paul Benedict NBA, who, by the way, is a real person, and he really is in charge of all this stuff.
Cap was legitimately meant to.
I totally believe that.
So did I.
I text
Bergman, John, and Michael, and told them
that
I was going to.
Well,
they played. Knew it was a joke.
They knew. The three of them knew.
Yeah, we knew.
That was, in the meantime, that was
full anger.
I will tell you right now.
Yeah.
I have just connected with Paul Benedict on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
I did.
You know he did.
You know he's probably doing it right now.
Paul Benedict and I are now connected on LinkedIn.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I'm out of here for the weekend. Go Lakers. It is super crosstalk time.
Paul Benedict.
Cappy, you were ready to go to battle, weren't you?
You know what's so funny?
I never believed it.
Yeah, right.
You were right. So freaked out.
Sedano has gotten me so many times on things just like this that I could sniff this from 100 miles away.
Which is why you got aggressive. You went on offense.
Yeah, I want Paul Benedict's cell phone number.
One of my friends.
I want to deal with Paul Benedict myself.
You know what's funny? I told John and Michael I was actually going to call Paul Benedict, but he's at Madison Square Garden, so he wasn't going to pick up the phone because he probably wasn't going to hear me. But I was going to actually have him text me from his own number.
So. You never know what people are going to react to on the show. One of my neighbors just texted me, big Laker fan. He's nervous about the game tonight. So we've been texting back and forth about the game. And he just randomly texts me, how could you not know when Julius Caesar died?
Why? When did he die?
Well, no, Pepe had that in the Game of Games.
Yeah, and but I actually missed that question. When did Julius Caesar
die? It was how old he was when he died, 38, 51, or 53.
And he was young, wasn't he? He was like 38?
That's what I said. We were both wrong. 51, right?
55.
Okay.
Really?
And they shot it. They shot him.
Michael was there.
They shot him.
Yeah.
Michael was there. Is that right?
All right, now,
hey, Michael. By the way, are we all allowed to tap into that whole hotel Hey King thing that you got going on?
Yeah, you guys are affiliated with ESPN and the Lakers. That's all I got to let them know is Laker personnel, ESPN personnel is coming down, and they will roll
and
up the red carpet.
And you'll be running the Fire Festival, Cap, just like you'll be right like Billy McFarland. You'll be in charge of the whole island.
Yeah, they will give you free coconuts.
That's right, that too. A little rum in it.
So, wait, Sedano, I was texting with Sedano last night. He was working sidelines in Phoenix. By the way, shout out to my guy, Al McCoy, who Michael and I love.
So, you'd love this. We took a picture with him and Hubie Brown.
Oh, that's
awesome. And we put it on
the
broadcast.
They're both 90, right?
Yeah, well, Hubie's 89. He's about to turn 90.
Yeah.
We put it on the broadcast because we wanted them to take a photo together because, you know, it's Al's last game.
Right.
So, potentially.
I tweeted this last night. Al's the most respected broadcaster in the league, and there are a lot of great announcers in the league.
Is his choice to leave?
Yeah, he's 90.
Okay. Dude, he wanted to leave last year, I heard.
And this year, he's only been doing home games.
Yeah.
And so he was doing the game last night, and the Suns were eliminated.
He's 90?
Yeah, he's 90.
Wow.
Now he's retiring. But I hope he still comes to the game. One of the funniest things I've ever seen was we got – Pepe, remember we used to all go to the broadcast meetings way back in the day? So when you go to these broadcast meetings, they say, okay, all the radio guys go to that corner of the room and that table. and all the TV sideline people go there, which was basically Trudell and Charlie's Angels. Right. It was Trudell with seven really attractive women. Yeah. And then if you're a TV play-by-play guy, you go over there. So, Pepe, I can't remember if you were with me, but all the radio guys are over there, and this guy, young guy, was like his first day on the job. This is Jenny. He goes, hi, guys. My name's Jim. Mr. Corelli, Tom Corelli, who's the head of broadcasting for the NBA, sent me over, and he's got a yellow legal pad.
Right.
He goes, sent me over to write any concerns that you have about how things are going with the league. And if you have any concerns, I'll write them down and take them to Mr. Corelli. And Al, without missing a beat, goes, young man.
It's a good voice. Good
I job. Want you to ask your boss why he's out to screw every radio guy in the league by putting us on the roof at these arenas. It's ridiculous. And the kid turns white.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know what to do or say. And he started to write the question down. And he didn't know. And Al looks at me and goes, son, I'm pulling your leg. You better get used to it.
I remember that.
And he was such a funny guy. Well, I shouldn't talk about him. Like,
no, he's still
passed
around.
Away. But, he's still alive. It's funny. But I'm going to miss seeing him
so
at the games.
So I was there, obviously, this morning driving to the airport, and they were talking about him all morning long on their flagship station. Mm-hmm. It was great. We got a chance to sit down. He came to our green room. We talked to him for like 20 minutes. I heard him most recently, because you know this, because it happens with you guys too, on the NBA channel on Sirius, they play the home broadcast.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
right.
And so I've heard him a bunch this postseason, and I hadn't heard him in a while. He sounds fantastic still.
Well, amazing. Chick at the end still sounded great. Chick worked till he was 85.
Yeah.
But you'll just never be able to replace these legendary old announcers. Yeah. There's
51 years in Phoenix. Yeah. 51.
Incredible.
And John, how old are you?
He plays the piano.
I'm 59, Cappy. Okay,
59. So do you think that in 25 years you're still going to be calling Laker games?
Why not if you're healthy?
I hope so. But, boy, it's not always up to the announcer. Yeah. You know,
but I mean, just think about that. Like, you talk about Chick Hearn. You think about Vin Scully, this gentleman you're talking about in Arizona, and so many of the old-time baseball guys that are now kind of either, you know, retiring or being phased out. But, man, to work till you're 90, or in Hubie's case, George, 89?
Yeah. The thing about Hubie, too, is, George, you were in the game with him last night. Hubie is still, and this isn't just me doing lip service, he's still really good stuff. Listening to Hubie.
Every time.
Every single game he works. And it's great. I just love the way Hubie talks. Now, if you're the Suns, what you want is you got to go down and post up Ayton very low on the block, not high on the block. Yeah. Now, if you're Denver, you let him go down there, but then you double him on a catch right away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And the guy's freaking 89.
He's excellent.
So it's funny. I hadn't worked with him since last year, and he was like, where you been? And I'm like, well, I'm working a lot of West games. I'm like, you're only doing a lot of games in the East.
I know what I wanted to ask you, because I was drifting in and out once your game turned into a blowout.
Yeah.
This is a little inside basketball, but in the world that George and I live in, it matters. The rule is that in a national game, you have to get the home coach at the end of the third quarter. You get the visiting coach at the end of the first quarter, home coach at the end of the third quarter. But if their team is down by more than 15 or 20 points, they have the option of just saying, I'm going to sit this one out. We're not playing
it's
good.
No longer an option. It's basically
it's black and white. You do Monty?
We did not.
Yeah.
Because it was 26, I think, at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that would have been incredibly awkward. I mean, what are you going to say? You're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah.
You know?
At best, you're asking one. Listen, I've been in that scenario where it's like 18 or 19. And what I end up doing, it's so funny. I did this a couple years
ago. Right up to the line, but not over it.
So a couple years ago, this happened to me in Milwaukee against the Knicks, where Tom Thibodeau's the visiting coach.
And he is a crank. Tibbs is a crank.
He's down 19.
Yeah.
And I go over there, and there was a scoreboard malfunction. It said 21 at first, and then they changed it back to 19 because I guess the shot clock had expired or something, but it happened during the timeout. So I looked at the Knicks PR guy, and I'm like, I said, no, right? And he's like, yeah, no. So, and then all of a sudden, the producer's screaming at me, it's 19 now, it's 19, go get Tibbs. And I'm like, are you serious?
Right.
You want me to go over there now? Like, it's already been a minute.
And the book on Tom Thibodeau is he's so emotionally invested in these games that his mood is completely determinant on how his team is performing.
So I went over there to the Knicks PR guy and I pointed at the score and he looks at me and I said,
like, really?
And I said, one question.
What'd you ask him?
And I looked at Tibbs and I said, one. And he came over and he nodded his head and I just asked him, I said, obviously not the start you wanted. How do you try to get back into this thing, you know, over the next couple quarters? One, and then I thanked him, and then Mike Breen goes, a veteran reporter on the sideline knew to ask only one question there. But yeah, it's tough. It's not easy. But Hubie, the thing with Hubie that's fantastic is when you go to these coaches' meetings that we have before the game with no cameras.
Yeah, they all respect him.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
How many guys just like, and the type, just the conversations that they have that we get them with other guys, but it's not to the depth that you have with Hubie, where they're legitimately, I've seen, I won't name who because this person's no longer a head coach. Like, they asked him about plays.
Right.
Like, do you think I should run this? And he's like, I can't do that. We're doing a game. Like, I can't tell you what to run. And this guy insisted again. He's like, look, I told you, I just can't do that. Like, that's not what I'm here for.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah. I'll tell you off the air who it was, though.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
You won't even know who it is.
I thought it was Frank Vogel you were talking about.
No,
like,
absolutely.
By the way, Michael, are you surprised Frank Vogel is not in the, maybe he is in the running, it's just not publicized, but there's three open jobs now. I would hire Frank in a heartbeat.
I would like to see fresh faces like J.J. Redick and fresh new faces.
So you're okay with players who have never coached getting a shot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Pat Riley did it. How do you end up?
Right. Well, you know, back to your point, George, about and Cap, you do this for football because you do sidelines for football sometimes. If you have a name on your broadcast team, like in your case last night, Hubie, you'll get way more out of people.
Oh, yeah.
When you have those pregame meetings. If it's like, me, you, and Bergman, George.
We're not getting this.
They're giving us stock answers. Yeah. But if you walk in, like when Pat Riley comes on the radio, if Michael's here, he's way better than if it's just two Yahoos like me talking about it. Because Riley respects people who have been in the trenches with him. So that's another great thing about having Hubie there. No interest in retiring?
Not yet.
He's 89. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. How many games a year does he do?
He's pared it down to somewhere between like 10 and 15. You know what I mean? So it's not, you know, he's not doing a full schedule anymore. And this is the first time he came west. Everything has been east. You know,
how does he travel? I mean, does he literally
travel
by
himself? His daughter
travels
with him.
Okay. Do they fly in private? Yeah. They must fly in private.
No. He flies first, but they fly the daughter with him.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's not retiring because I learn from him all the time.
What about from me?
No.
I never listen to you.
What?
Yeah. No, because I'm doing the same thing that you're doing. Yeah. I mean,
all right.
What do you want me to do?
Something just happened that makes me feel better about tonight's game.
By the way, Mason just texted me.
What did he say?
He said, that was hilarious. You totally had me going.
Yeah. And of course,
Come on, Mason.
Honestly, Bergman, it's kind of on you.
He went right to me. It was my fault immediately.
You haven't figured out that you're blamed for everything. Here's the good thing that I think that I feel better about tonight's game. Stephen A. just picked the Warriors.
Oh.
And he's been picking them all the time. He picked them in I think he's picked the Warriors in all five of them.
What'd you think of that concussion mockering they were doing?
I don't care.
You didn't care?
I don't care in this sense, George.
Because, like, I don't – I'm sorry, John. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
But I don't care in this sense. Like, I'm only worried about what I think about the situation. I'm not here – I don't care what –
But you shouldn't be making fun of a guy who's
injured. Sure. Of course. Just decorum says you shouldn't.
But George is right. You shouldn't do it. But, Michael, I was telling somebody yesterday, and Mason didn't believe me, but I was saying that players like AD – I think they look at it all as noise.
No. They pay attention with the criticisms. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah.
You think you did when people criticize you used to pay attention to it?
I mean, look at my own son, Clay. Look how he was hurt when Barkley says he's not the same player anymore. That cut him deep.
Right.
So these guys care.
Okay. I think they listen.
And,
oh, yeah.
It's really bad that they're doing it.
Go ahead, Cap.
Bad, yeah, but come on. I mean, like, they're players, former players. They have opinions. They think they're tough guys.
Yeah,
they think their generation is tougher than this generation.
Yeah, but you shouldn't question a guy's injury, though. If he's hurt, he says he's hurt. You know,
I know, but that's them. They did it. They said what they said. They held their positions. They were laughing. They clearly think not only like they just don't think he's got a big heart. Like, it's as if they were saying, I wouldn't have missed that time. I wouldn't have been taken off on a wheelchair.
Yeah, but a head injury, you got to be cautious with a head injury.
Well, to not to defend them, but maybe to explain the behavior, in your day, nobody was, if you were hitting the head, you weren't taken off floor.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Let alone taken off, you know, for precaution in a wheelchair. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I ran into somebody at a golf course, and they told me that if you get hit in the temple, like in the exact right spot, it can disorient you. You buy that, Michael?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The boxers happens all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that may have been more of what happened to AD.
You can die.
Yes,
you can really die.
You get hit in the right spot.
Yeah.
Or the wrong spot.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going till when? 5:30?
5:30, yeah. Okay, so you guys... big pre with Slee.
Okay, so you guys got a lot to get to. Sedano and
the Jock.
Cap.
That's right.
Are joining us. Pepe, good job on the game, by the way.
Nice job, Pepe.
Won, Pepe.
All right. Pepe and Michael and I are heading across the street.
Are you doing more, your own version of the Pepe Salute again today?
No, but I have promised George that if the Lakers win, I will
this.
Be so happy that I will work a Yo Mama joke into the postgame.
For Mother's Day. That's
in honor of Mother's Day. So if I can do it. Yes, Cap.
When you get over there, if you see anything that we need to know between now and 5:30, please call us, because like we're on the edge of our seats.
John texted me the other day that somebody was in or out or whatever. So.
I'm going to go check with Paul Benedict, and I'll get back to you.
Yes, tell Paul Benedict I just tried to connect with him on LinkedIn.
Now he's really going to text me and go, why is this Scott Kaplan guy following me on LinkedIn?
Why is he catching me on LinkedIn? All right, Sedano and Cap next, ESPN LA.